Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio X. We are at the NABO Phoenix Women with Vision Conference today. I'm Jacqueline DeStrumps, host of 3C Amplified and founder of Another Hand Advantage. And I am joined by Connie Colella of Coco Communications. Welcome, Connie.
Thank you so much.
So tell me, what is Coco Communications?
Coco Communications is a video production company that creates outstanding videos that enhance brand recognition and build trust. Businesses hire Coco Communications to boost their visibility and increase their leads and sales through the power of video, because without video, you're really missing the boat, and that's where everyone needs to be today, and it needs to be quality, compelling, engaging videos. And so my business takes care of all aspects of video, including videography, video editing, scripting, and also voiceover narration for my clients who do need that as well.
So what are some of the more unique ways then that businesses are now using video? So it's not necessarily just a video on the homepage of your website that maybe tells a little bit about your company. There's so many different ways to use video now. What are some of those ways that your clients are using video?
Absolutely. The biggest way right now is through social media platforms. We're creating smaller, shorter videos because everyone's attention span is very short. And then those videos are utilized in different ways to either drive people to their website to then explore further what their offering is, or to make an announcement, a flash sale, a free toolkit, whatever it may be. And then also video blogs, so vlogs. Those are a great way to educate your audience and keep your business at top of mind and to show your expertise and to teach. And that way, when people do have a need, they will come to you because they'll recognize your expertise because you have been providing them with helpful information through vlogs.
So it can sometimes feel like, I can do this with my phone. It's so easy to just create these videos and throw them up there. Why would you say that? I'm sure that's great in some pieces of content, especially if you're on the fly or maybe doing some Instagram stories. But why do you feel businesses really need to take that extra step and have some professional video done as well for their business?
If you are creating videos that do not look professional, if they look homemade, low budget, sloppy, it's speaking volumes about you and your company. So if you're not willing to invest in yourself, chances are no one will want to invest in you. So if you are going to put videos out there, please, please make them good quality videos. You want to have some key components in them to make them a great video. You want a call to action in there. You want good lighting and good audio. That is essential. You want them to be concise, so really have precise messaging involved. And you want to try to utilize music because music evokes emotion. And if you can, try to tell a story because that's what holds people's attention longer.
So since we are at the NABO conference today, what is one of the most important messages that you intend to share today at the conference?
Well, of course, video is powerful. That's the message that I would like to get out there. If you don't have video in your marketing plan, like I mentioned, you are missing a critical tool in your strategy. And if you do it yourself, ask yourself this question. Is it a quality video that represents your brand and who you are? And if it's not, then you should seek professional help and get that outstanding video out there to try to reach your target audience.
And as far as being at a conference specifically for women, what are some important messages then that you really have for women business owners? And maybe not necessarily just about using video in their business, but what are some of the things that you really enjoy about working with women or being at this conference with women specifically?
Well, the great part about it is not only are we being educated and we're talking about public policy, but we're talking about best practices and we're making good quality connections and building relationships at the same time. So I've been a member of NABO for about 5 years now. And so my tidbit of information would be to join organizations like us, like NABO, where we genuinely want to lift each other up and we want to help each other succeed and build connections that will help us grow our businesses.
Exactly. Any advice for those people who say, I know video is important. Everybody's telling me video is important, but I can't get in front of the camera. I just can't do it. Any pieces of advice when you're working with your clients, trying to make them feel comfortable in front of the camera?
Well, there's ways around that. But first off, my background is television news. So I used to be in front of the camera. So I know the anxiety that they're going through. I know exactly how they feel. So I get them to take a deep breath, relax, and I will coach them in front of the camera to be more comfortable. Other alternatives are they don't have to be on camera to create the video. We can just utilize their voice with some B-roll footage or photos. Or we can just create something entirely that doesn't involve them being on camera at all. It can just be music with words on the screen and colorful backgrounds and graphics. So there's lots of different options that people would need to look into when they are going to create a quality video.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Connie, for joining us today. If people are wanting to learn more about Coco Communications, how should they go about getting in touch with you?
They can check out my website, which is cococommunications.net, or they can email me, which is connie@cococommunications.net.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Connie, and sharing that information. Such an important message about having good quality video for your business in order to stand out in the market. And you have been listening to Phoenix Business Radio X. Thanks so much for tuning in, and have a great day.